honor, shall we give in to despair?
Or shall we dance with never a care? Life is short, we're growing older.
Don't you be an also ran. You'd better dance, little lady.
Dance, little man.
Dance whenever you can.
George Mellocrino, Carol Gibbons and his orchestra, and the Savoy Orpheums, and Shall We Dance? And I'm sitting down, so not a chance for me, I'm afraid. Welcome to Beagley at Night. If you've just joined us here on Angel Radio, 2 hours of good music and comedy and various bits and bobs to keep you entertained until the early hours. Time for some moon glow now. Well, I have to tell you, there's nothing around here.
Thank you.
Lionel Hampton was on the vibes, Benny Goodman Quartet, and that was Moonglow. Very nice, too. Coming up in about 3.5 minutes' time, we have got some songs from Bing Crosby, and then we'll be going over to Holger's house, and then we have some poetry, all good things coming up, and that's just in the first half hour of the programme.
I wanna give you a kiss and I'll give you a squeeze. I wanna hug you till you're weak in the knees. I'm gonna tell you, baby, what's in store. And when I kiss you, then you'll ask for more. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love, love, love. I wanna love you, baby. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna buy you a house and I'll buy you a ring. Go to town to buy you any old thing. I'm gonna ask you, baby, to be my wife. We're gonna have us a wonderful life. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love, love, love. I wanna love you, baby. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna make you my honey and I love you a lot. Give you money, all that I got. I'm gonna keep you, baby, by my side. You're gonna make me your beautiful bride. Oh, I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love you, I wanna love you. I wanna love, you. I wanna love, 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 love. I wanna love you, baby.
Too. That was the Aim Brothers from 1951, and I wanna love you. I tell you, we have a rather rousing little bit of posh coming up at about 50 minutes time, and it's mainly, actually it's totally the fault of Danny and Donna in Waterlooville. We might as well blame them. Had a very interesting email correspondence with them both, and I mentioned the fact that, you know, we sort of like try and keep the bits of posh music down so that, you know, nothing is too loud there and crazy and wakes people up. And they say, oh, well, I think you should do that. So they suggested the 1812 Overture, which might be a bit long, but we do have something that's a little bit more rousing than usual this morning, so stick around for that. In fact, I would say, if you're able to do so, turn up the speakers on your wireless, because you will not be disappointed. But that's just me. Anyway, time for some songs now from Bing Crosby, and to start it off, you know, I just have to say the two words, and sometimes I don't even have to do that.
There used to be a gal named Lily.
Lily from Laguna.
She met a sailor boy named Willie.
And they sailed away on a schooner
to catch a tuna. Now all night long and most of the day,
you can hear a lucky little laddie say,
oh, she's my lady love, my only queen, my baby dove. When I bring a ring around the road, it's a secret all Laguna knows. I know she loves me. I know she loves me.
How do you know?
Because she said so. She is my lily of Laguna, my only lily and my rose.
By the trolley stop, that's where I meet my lollipop. When he tips his little sailor hat, I can feel my heart go pitty-pat. I know he loves me, I know he loves me.
How do you know?
Because he said so.
Did I say that?
And everybody in Laguna.
I talk too much.
Knows I'm his lily and his rose.
Stealing kisses on the old back porch.
I know he loves me.
I know she loves me.
How do you know?
Well, didn't I say so?
You are my lily Laguna.
My only lily. And my rose.
Waikiki, by the frangipani blossom in her hair, she was lovely as the moonlit sea, with the frangipani blossom in her hair. Lovely island girl, sweet Pacific pearl, she's a work of art, sets a fella's heart a whirl. When she dives into a sea of blue, hasn't got a worry, hasn't got a care. She will only wear a smile or two and a frangipani blossom in her hair. Just a frangipani blossom in her hair. Just a frangipani blossom in her hair. A work of art sets a fella's heart a whirl. She's a daughter of the tropic moon, hasn't got a worry, hasn't got a care. Loves to dive into the blue lagoon with a frangipani blossom in her hair. Just a frangipani blossom in her hair. Just a frangipani blossom in her hair. Just a frangipani blossom in her hair. Whenever you're watching a hula girl dance, you gotta be careful, you're tempting romance. Don't keep your eyes on her hips, ooh, her naughty hula hips. Just keep your eyes on the hands. Remember she's telling story to you. Her opu is swaying, but don't watch the view. Don't concentrate on the swing, it doesn't mean a thing. Just keep your eyes on the hands. And when she goes around the island swinging hips or tantalizing, just keep your eyes where they belong. Because the hula has a feeling that'll send your senses reeling.
it makes a weak man strong. Your eyes are revealing, you're fooling no one. No use concealing, you're having some fun. But if you're too young to date, or over 98, just keep your eyes on the hands. She goes around the island, tantalizing. Just keep your eyes where they belong, because the hula has a feeling that'll send your senses reeling. It makes a weak man strong. Your eyes are revealing, you're fooling no one. No use concealing, you're having some fun. But if you're too young to date or over 98, just keep your eyes on the hands. Just keep your eyes on the hands. Who just keep your eyes on the hands.
Well, there go three rather nice songs there, I thought, from Bing Crosby. I started off with Mary Martin as well, which is always nice, and the Linny of Laguna. Then we had the Frangipani Blossom, or even Frangipani Blossom, and then we had Keep Your Eyes on the Hands. Three songs from Bing Crosby. Two of those had a very definite Hawaiian influence, I thought, but three very nice songs nevertheless. And we'll have some more from Bing round about the same time next week, and you never know, we may have more from him between now and the end of the show. Yeah, sometimes it happens.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio.
Good morning. This is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
And a very good morning to you, Thomas, and you should be in bed, young man. Time now to go over to Germany and Holger's house. A very good morning to you, Holger. Hope you're well. This morning, it's a song I think I can pronounce with absolutely no problem whatsoever, so I'm bound to get it wrong. Here's Lulli Andersen and Das Meer.
Nichts lieb ich so wie dich, endloses Meer. Es kann so zärtlich sein, das Meer, und so voll Kraft, voll Begehren. Das Meer lockt es im Sommer blau dich zu sich her. Sing dir ein Liebeslied, das Meer, versuche nicht dich zu wehren. Schau her, so weit das Auge reicht, grüßt dich das Meer. Schau her, flüssigem Golde gleich fließt es daher. Das Meer, es singt sein Abendlied, bist du dann müd? Sing deine Welt in Schlaf, das Meer, es wacht allein in Ewigkeiten. Thank you. Lied bist du dann müd. Sing deine Welt in Schlaf, das Meer, es wacht allein in Ewigkeit.
Well, that was rather nice. I knew it, Das Meer, La Mer, of course, written by Charles Trenet, Lale Anderson there. Thank you for that one, Holger. Really did enjoy that. Sometimes it's just nice to hear good old music like that, isn't it? And she was such a good singer. Really did enjoy her. And thank you so much for that, Holger. And if you want some more, so I was going to say, if you want some more songs in German, stick around, because we've got Marlene Dietrich coming up in about 7 minutes, but I'm not sure that the songs that she's singing are in German or not. So, you know, stick with us and see what happens, or go to sleep. That's fine. Either is okay. Holger, thank you so much, and give my love to Christine. Off now to a couple who I didn't even know had sung together. I knew they were married together, and I believe they created David Cassidy. Here's Shirley Jones and Jack Cassidy.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me.
Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here.
Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me.
Just one look and then I knew that all I loved
are over. Life's a four-leaf clover. Sessions of depressions are through.
Every hope I longed for long ago comes true.
That dream is here beside me.
Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last.
Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me.
lovely stuff. Shirley Jones and Jack Cassidy with the Frank Duvall Orchestra there, and Long Ago and Far Away, and I was wrong. Shirley Jones and Jack Cassidy were the parents of Sean Cassidy, as the younger brother. David Cassidy had the same father as Sean, but a different mother. See, I got it right eventually. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Peagley at Night. Time now for some poetry from our lovely Jesse up there in California. And we're still in March, and I don't know about the UK, but the daffodils here haven't even come up. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But in the UK, I suspect they are abounding. So don't be surprised if there's some daffodils lurking around with our Jesse. Settle back and relax, and let's enjoy some poetry together.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jesse in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Daffodils by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay to see such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils. The Merch o' the Legions by Liz Niven. Do you ken about the Romans? They was here in yin A.D., merched richt into England as gallus as can be. Their emperor was Hadrian, and he telt them yin and a' to gang up to the north o' Britain and build a muckle wa'. And after they had built it, they stayed a year or twa, they wanted even mair grin. We'll just hae Scotland and a'. They started marching northwards with their legions and their army. The weather changed, and midges, they began to drive them balmy. Now, if you want to be exact and ken about the time, then this new war was built around 939. But they soldiered on to conquer and occupy the Sticks until they met their matches. They hadna reckoned on the Picts. With painted face, ferocious cries, and red and flowing hair, the angry Picts just knocked them back and cried, "Enough, nae mair." But the Romans were that thrawn they couldna tak a telling. Still they tried to conquer mair o'er Caledonian dwelling. The Romans then decided that they'd build another wall and try and keep the Picts at bay, so their empire wouldn't fall. But by this time back in Rome, the emperor had changed. It wasn't Hadrian only mayor, but Antonine he's named. Now, this war stretched from east to west with 17 forts in all. The Kelvin bridged, signal towers, wood, and a big turf wall. The Bridge Ness near Bowness to Old Kilpatrick near Bear's Den, you can still see bits in Falkirk, but a turf war doesn't mend. And that's why all the time if there's a Roman war discussion, folk ken fine o' Hadrian's, but o' Antonine's ken nothing. And even less is mentioned of the road they built at Gask, with 9 good timbered towers to watch for Picts that passed. On top of that, the reason that Hadrian's was well-kent is that Roman rule in England made a guy far bigger dent. So to finish off my story, to a point I hate to make, these treaties and legalities the Scots folk didn't take. To be paired to the Roman Empire, we never did consent. As far as Scotland was concerned, they came, they seen, they went.
10,000 Roman soldiers, to the Highlands they came north, and they had conquered millions for the Tiber to the Forth. They landed near Loch Lomond, for the night they thought they'd lie, but for somewhere on the Cobbler Hill, they heard this terrible cry. Grigalai, Grigalo, come up and fight, ye cowardly crew. I'll have ye far, my potter stew, you're feared to fight with me. On top was a great big Highlandman, with a kilt and a big claymore. He looked a bit ferocious, so old Caesar sent up four. Then he sat down to supper with a bright light o' the moon, but he lost his taste for vino when four heads came rolling down. Oh, the Grigalai, Grigalo, come up and fight, ye a cowardly crew. I'll have ye far, my potter stew, you're feared to fight with me. Then he sent up Mark Antony with another 55. Go bring that rascal's heed to me, or I'll have ye skinned alive. They heard the clash o' metal then, until the night was done. But then there came this terrible cry, with the rising o' the sun. Grigalai, Grigalo, come up and fight, ye a cowardly crew. I'll have ye far, my potter stew, you're feared to fight with me. Then he sent up 1,000 men, the sealing men to crack. But to two of that 1,000, there was only one came back. Oh, Caesar, screamed the soldier, weighs he'd all black and blue. That rascal has been kidding us. There's no just one, there's two. With a Grigalai, Grigalo, come up and fight, ye a cowardly crew. I'll have ye far, my potter stew, you're feared to fight with me. Then Caesar picked his suitcase up, and he ran southwards then. He was doing 60 miles an hour, but he couldn't catch his men. But now you'll maybe wonder why I've told this tale at all. Well, it has a simple moral, and they call it Hadrian's Wall. Grigalai, Grigalo, come up and fight, ye a cowardly crew. I'll have ye far, my potter stew, you're feared to fight with me.
Well, the only thing that would have made that better is if Jesse had been singing it, the March of the Legions and Daffodils, this week's Poetry Corner, supplied by Jesse up there in California. Jesse, thank you so much. Really did enjoy that. You put something into this poetry that just makes it sort of like just mess around with my ears. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And we'll have some more from Jess here around about the same time next week. We're very late now for Beagle's Big Three, but I'll just make us a little bit later by 3 minutes, because I did promise I would play this for Jesse. Here's Lonnie Donegan.
sun to light the way of evening when day is done. Well, I can show you the morning on a thousand and bring you seven golden daffodils. I don't have no money, I don't have any land, not even $1 to cream in my hand. But I can show you the morning on a thousand hills and kiss you and bring
and Seven Daffodils. See, that related back to the Daffodils program for Jesse up there in California. Jesse, thank you so much indeed. From California in Scotland to Ludwigshafen in Germany and to Karen. Karen, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for listening to us all the way over there in Ludwigshafen. And she has suggested three songs by Marlena Dietrich for Beagle's Big Three. And Karen says, I hope you like them. She says, they're not German. I don't think they're in German, she says, but these are the ones that I would like to hear. So we've just lined them all up for you, Karen. Beagle's Big Three this week from Karen in Ludwigshafen, Marlena Dietrich.
needy man's hand when we are alone by moonlight under a big plum tree. Oh, give me the man who does
in this night when people everywhere are deep in prayer to our Lord above, whose guiding light shows us the way to love. This silent night the world of ours is one, and everywhere the hand of God's begun. The greatest might our world has ever known, a wondrous sight, no one is now alone. The songs we sing will celebrate his birth. Church bells will ring to bring us peace on earth. This world of ours can be a peaceful world. This world of ours can be a peaceful world.
Another spring, another love, and yet it's always the same. Another spring, another love, but love has only one name. Another face, another smile, another ride back up to the moon. Another heart that asks for mine, but in my heart the same old tune. Alone at night, I gently untie the past. A photograph, a letter, a golden dream that wouldn't last. And so another dance, another kiss, but waiting behind every door, that other spring, my only love, will haunt me forevermore. And so another dance, another kiss, but waiting behind every door, that other spring, my only love, will haunt me forevermore.
Absolutely beautiful. Caroline Ludwig-Schaffen over there in Germany, thank you so much for that. Marlene Dietrich, and we had Gimme the Man, The World of Ours, and Another Spring, Another Love. Three great songs, and I really do appreciate you taking the time to get in touch with us, Karen. Thank you so much indeed. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then just drop me an email, as Karen did, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist. And if you want to choose the songs, great. It's less for me to do, but if you would like me to choose them for you, I'm very happy to do that as well. Just give me some guidance, if you want, as to what you'd like to hear. But if you let me choose them and you don't like what I choose, I'm sorry. No good crying after spilt milk. So it's entirely up to you. But Karen, thank you so much indeed. You listen to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio, which I understand, by the way, is very popular in Germany. Don't know why I say that with surprise, because Germany is a lovely place and Angel Radio is a lovely station. So two do seem to go hand in hand, don't they? If you're listening over there in Germany, what is it now? Guten Morgen? I think it probably is. Holger would certainly tell me. Yeah, well. Now, we were running late. We're now back on time. See how it works. It's terribly clever. What we're going to do now is we're going to have I Heard It in the Movies, and this is where we usually play a song from a film. Usually the film is quite popular, but you may not have realized that the song was actually in the film. The song that we play is not necessarily the version in the film. We sort of get to choose which version we want. The film that I picked out this week is a great British comedy from, I think, I'm not quite sure, I'll check on that, but it's The Lavender Hill Mob, which is just a great old film. And in it we have a song from Eton. It's the Eton Boating Song, and it's from the Knightsbridge Chorale.
Come on, swing, 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 everybody, let's swing, 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 everybody, let's swing, 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 everybody. Jolly boating weather, and a hay harvest breeze, played on the feather, shade off the trees.
All together now,
swing, swing, swing together,
bit of a
your back, swing, between your knees.
All the ladies,
oh, let's swing, swing, swing.
that was the Knightsbridge Chorale and the Eton Boating Song from the Lavender Hill Mob, which came out in 1951, by the way. Great film, and some nice music in as well, although blink and you might miss it. That's this week. I heard it at the movies, and we'll have another song from the movies around about the same time next week. Beautiful stuff. That was Sam Lennon's Dance Orchestra with Irvin Kaufman on the vocals and Hello Bluebird from 1926. Coming up in a few minutes' time, we have a bit of posh, and it's really good this week. And if you can, I'm going to ask you to turn your speakers up really loud. But if you have neighbours, don't do it. Put your headphones on or something. But it's really very good because the louder, the better, quite frankly. And as I said already, we're blaming Danny and Donna in Waterlooville because it was sort of their suggestion that we play it. So we'll get there. But first, here's the wonderful Nana Mouskouri.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. He once was a true love of mine. Tell him I'll make him a cambric shirt, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Without no seams nor needlework, then he'll be a true lover.
tell him to rip it with a sickle of leather. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. And gather it all in a bunch of heather. Then he'll be a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. He once was a true love of mine.
The Scarborough Fair Canticle from Nana Muscuri from 1969. You're listening to Angel Radio on FM, on DAB and online. To get the latest listening availability through any of those services, go to angelradio.co.uk, and when you get there, click on the FM, DAB or online internet links and see what is available. Truly around the world, it is Angel Radio, and you're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut in the United States, which means not only does the station go around the world, but bits of the world come in as well. It's as simple as that. Time now for a little bit of Posh, and I'm looking forward to playing this. The first 4 minutes, volume-wise, is not too bad, but the last 2 minutes can get pretty loud, so you've been warned. It is a wonderful piece from Gounod, the St. Cecilia Mass, and this is the Sanctus.
Thank you.
That's amazing, wasn't it? That was Tobias Rathgeber, the Mensa Domchor, Mensa Domchester, and Carsten Storck with the Cecilia Mass part for the Sanctus by Charles Gounod. I do hope you enjoyed that. And that's this week's Little Bit of Posh, a little bit loud. We blame Donna and Danny in Waterlooville. Where are we off to now? Oh, well, we've got a cover of White Magic. Seems right.
Magia blanca tú tienes, me has hechizado a mí con tu mirada coqueta, con tu manera de hablar. Cuando pasando caminas, todos te admiran a ti, porque eres así, fíjate en mí, no me hagas sufrir. Oh, magia blanca que me embrujó, magia blanca tienes tú, me haces llorar con tu castigar. Linda mujer divina, llena de encantos mil, sabes que eres hermosa y a todos quieres rendir. Yo estoy dispuesto a humillarme si esperanza me das. Si puedes amar, te voy a adorar, todo te lo daré. Oh, magia blanca que te embrujó, magia blanca tienes tú, me haces llorar con tu castigar. Blanca tienes tú, me haces llorar con tu castigar.
Beautiful stuff. That was Trio Venezuela and Magia Blanca, which was a cover, of course, of Devil Woman from 1963. All right, it is Beagley at Night with me, RB, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut, and it's time now for some songs from Doris Day. And I have to tell you the third song I listened to earlier on, and it is so beautiful that it actually made me cry. So I'm going to try and not listen to it this time round, but it was absolutely beautiful. To get us there, though, two other songs, starting off with Since I Fell For You, and in the middle we have Nightlife.
When you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart. I know it's so, I know. I can't get you out of my heart. Mm-hmm. You made me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you've gone. Since I fell for you, such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same since I fell for you. Well, it's too bad. And it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. You love me, then you snub me. The blues most every night since I fell for you.
With his own patterns, living under the constant vigil of the sun. But each day, the inevitable darkness comes and spreads its cloud of quiet over the land, and the familiar sounds rest and sleep with those who live by day and hide from the darkness. This is the sound of the night. It's sad, sensuous, lonely. So apart from the confusion of daytime that it seems a different world. This is the sound of nightlife. My life.
When the evening sun goes down, that life ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. The nightlife, it ain't a good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues that they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. It's just another scene from the world of broken dreams. The nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. Don't sigh a sigh for me. Don't ever cry for me. This is goodbye for me. I know we're through. I'm losing you. Love sang its song for me. Then things went wrong for me. Nights are too long for me, because I'm losing you. Our love and our devotion were deep as any ocean. Then one day, like the tide, you began to change. Then you became a perfect stranger. Kissing you, sharing the lips I knew. I can't believe it's true.
was pretty amazing, didn't I? Three great songs there, I thought, from Doris Day. The third one we heard was called Losing You. We started off with Since I Fell For You, and in the middle we had Nightlife. And we'll have some more songs from Doris Day around about the same time next weekend. Not to say next weekend, next week.
You say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I have for you. Guess I could find somebody too. But I don't want no one but you. How could you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want her love much more than mine. Then I'll just say we've never met. If I'm that easy to forget.
Doing this program is that I enjoy it so much that I forget that I'm actually here to do some work. It's crazy, really, when you think about it. Am I That Easy to Forget, from the great Skeeter Davis, named after a well-known mosquito. No, actually, that's absolutely true. I'm not telling porkies or anything. All right, let's dial up the clock and see what we should be doing now. What is, in fact, the time? There we go.
At the third stroke, yes. The time on Angel Radio will be about
sentimental heart at all. She should take him in her arms.
she'd like it too, secluded with you. My heart and I decided we'd find heaven, blue heaven too, secluded with you. Off on a prairie or out on a desert where tumbleweeds tumble around, high on a mountain or deep in a valley or some little alley in town, my heart and I decided it's just too good to be true, secluded with you.
My heart and I decided
we'd find heaven, blue heaven too, secluded with you. Up on a prairie or out on a desert where tumbleweeds tumble around, high on a mountain or deep in a valley or some little alley in town, my heart and I decided it's just to be true when I'm secluded with you.
Ella Fitzgerald and the Four Keys and My Heart and I Decided, and that was from 1942. Now I want to say a very good morning to Beryl, who lives in Emsworth. She phoned the office in Havant and said, asked if they could pass a message on to me, and she said that she loves listening to the new 3-hour version of the program, which is very sweet. And she said, I have to confess, I start falling asleep and then I wake up, and I fall asleep and I wake up a bit. She said, but I always wake up for the comedy bit and listen to that, and then I go off laughing my head off, sound asleep, and sleep well the rest of the night. She said, so I hope you don't mind. I'm Beryl. I don't mind in the slightest. I think this program is basically geared up to help you sleep, and if you want to go to sleep, and if you want to stay awake, it'll help you stay awake. It'll do whatever you want it to do. So, Beryl, hopefully you're with us with a comedy now. We've got, who have we got? We've got Laurel and Hardy, Charles and Fiona, and a few others. So let's kick off with Stan and Ollie.
Oh, what can I do for you?
I'd like to see Mr. Hardy. Oliver Norval Hardy.
Room 14. Next to the solarium.
Come in.
How do you feel?
Fine. I didn't expect to see you here today.
Well, I didn't have anything else to do, so I thought I'd drop in and see you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What have you got there?
I brought you some hard-boiled eggs and some nuts.
Now, you know I can't eat hard-boiled eggs and nuts. If you wanted to bring me something, why didn't you bring me a box of candy?
They cost too much.
Well, what has that got to do with it?
You didn't pay me for the last box I brought you. Have one?
No, I'd rather not. boiled eggs and nuts. Hmm. Don't put your hand in there. I have to drink that water. You had nothing else to do, so you thought you'd come around and see me. Here I was, for the first time in my life, having a nice, peaceful time. And you had to come and spoil it. Hard-boiled eggs and nuts.
Love is where you find it, providing, of course, you know where to look. And what can start as a casual friendship can blossom into a great romance, given the right location. For instance, on a boat.
Hey! Oh, Charles. You startled me, creeping up on me like that.
Did I, Fiona?
Yes. You gave me a turn.
Did I? Oh, it must be my turn next. I was just taking a little stroll. It's terribly romantic, isn't it? The moonlight glinting on the water. Look, Fiona, up there. It's vast, almost frighteningly vast, and dark. I wonder if there's intelligent life up there.
Up there, Charles?
Not up my nose. Up there, Fiona. The sky. All those stars, they're shining just for us. See them reflected in the water. There, the plough. There, Orion's belt. And just below it, Orion's trousers. There, what seems to be the bear. And there, what looks like a dead moggy.
There it is, Charles. Oh, I feel they're all there. Just for us, with the exception of the dead Moggy, of course.
Of course. Love is so many things, Fiona. It's wanting and needing and feeling and searching and losing and finding and hoping and dreading and wanting to need and needing to want. And
don't speak, Charles. Not for a moment.
Why not?
I want to get a word in. I love you, Charles. Breathlessly, hopelessly, tenderly, despairingly, longingly, meltingly. It's a wordless love, Charles.
We are both lost, Fiona. Lost in each other's arms, fumbling in the dark. Fumbling for the right words. Oh, Fiona, kiss me.
Not here, Charles. People will see.
I don't care about people.
All right, come in, number 13. Your time's up. The park's closing in 5 minutes.
Come along, Fiona. You paddle, I'll steer.
Women play an important part in medical research, if only behind the scenes, and many films have been made which depict love blossoming among the test tubes and specimen jars. Now, one such film was The Wayward Streptococcus, starring Dame Celia Molestrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Charles, are you still experimenting?
Yes, Fiona. I must carry on. I think I stumbled on something big. Very big indeed.
You must rest, Charles. You can't keep driving yourself like this.
I can't give up now. It's all I live for. I think I've hit on something. Look through this microscope.
In here, Charles?
Yes, at these slides.
Good heavens, Charles. It's me on a donkey at Margate.
And here, look. See? Hundreds of them.
Terribly, terribly small, Charles.
You can't see them with the naked eye, but for years I've known they were there.
Bacteria, Charles?
No, thanks, not while I'm working. There. See? Just an ordinary piece of Gruyere cheese.
But I don't understand. What are you doing with it?
It's an experiment, Fiona. Watch. I do this, and this, and that.
Don't do that, Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll do this then.
That's better.
Then I take it so and I hold it over the Bunsen burner. Now, do see what I've been up to all these years.
Oh, Charles, you've done it at last. One day, millions of people will recognize your achievement.
Yes, Fiona, I shall be known as the man who discovered Welsh rarebit.
Unfortunately, he called up and said that he couldn't be here tonight for this concert, so now I actually don't have to do that with you. Which, of course, takes care of that. So, now I'm going to do something else. By the way, we are going to have an intermission pretty soon. Don't you like intermissions? Oh, I love them. Smoke, cigarette, walk around in the lobby, meet friends, and so on and so on. We're going to have an intermission of about an hour and a half tonight. So that we really can get acquainted. So for my fourth and last number, I'm going to play excerpts from Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, number two, that is, by Rachmaninoff, of course, who also wrote the music for this concerto. This is a piano concerto for piano and concerto, and was originally written for approximately 95-piece symphony orchestra. Due to circumstances beyond my control, we seem to be approximately 95 pieces short. But you won't notice the difference because I play it very fast. This concerto was written in four flats because Rachmaninoff had to move four times while he wrote it. And of course I play excerpts. I don't know the whole thing, that's the Steinway people have asked me to announce that this is a Baldwin piano. Pardon me for sitting down while I play. Pardon my back. Pardon my front. But that's the way I'm built. Speaking of pianos, many people have asked me why there are three pedals in these grand pianos. Well, the pedal in the middle is there to separate the two other pedals. Which might be bad news for people with 3 feet.
Well, hello, Vic. How are you? Fancy meeting you here.
Well, Jim. How are you? What are you doing these days? Oh, didn't you hear? I'm on the stage now, making lots of money. I'm a comedian.
You actually mean to tell me you are making people laugh?
Laugh, they're splitting their sides when I tell them stories and jokes.
Oh, please, Jimmy, you must tell me one. I tell you, my wife always complains I can never make her laugh.
Oh, that's easy. Have you heard the new knock knock?
Well, I can't say I have.
Well, you see, I say knock knock. Then you say, who's there? Then I say, for instance, Izzy. You say, Izzy who? And then I tell a joke.
Gee, that sounds very good. Let's try it.
All right, then, knock knock.
Who's there?
Izzy.
Izzy who?
Is it true what they say about Dixie?
Gee, that is very funny. Here comes my wife now. I must tell her immediately.
I'm sorry, I can't wait, but I'm late as it is. I must go and get my dough money. Cheerio.
Well, so long, Jimmy. I'll see you soon. Thanks ever so much. Oh, Sarah, come here a minute. I've got a brand new game.
All right, what is it?
Listen, Sarah, this is a marvelous new game I just brought over from America.
Well, let's hear it. How does it go?
Well, you see, the game is called Knock Knock.
Sounds to me like a very noisy game.
No, no, not at all. You just say knock knock. You don't actually knock.
Oh, I see. Like this. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Just me?
No, Sarah, you don't understand. That is the game. When somebody says knocks, you say, who's there?
But, Vic, this sounds very stupid. First you say nobody really knocks, and then you say, who's there? That doesn't make sense.
Ah, but you see, that is just the way the game is played. For instance, I say, knock, knock to you.
Knock, knock to you, sir, and many of them.
No, Sarah. When I say knock, knock, you're supposed to answer me, who's there?
Who's where?
No, who's there?
That's what I'd like to know. Who is there?
No, that's the game. You say who's there.
But why don't you say who's there?
All right, then you say knock, knock.
All right. Knock, knock.
Come in. Come in. I don't mean come in. You've got me all mixed up now. I mean, who's there?
Well, is that the whole game? I don't think so very much of it.
But no, that isn't the whole game, Sarah. Listen, do you remember the old story about the fireman who wore red braces? For instance, I ask you, why does a fireman wear red braces? Then you say to me, no, I don't know. Why does a fireman wear red braces? And then I say, to keep his trousers up. You see it now?
Yes, yes, I believe I understand now. All right, knock, knock.
Who's there?
The fireman.
Fireman who?
To keep his trousers up.
To keep his trousers up. What has that got to do with knock, knock?
I don't know. You suggested it yourself. It's your game. I think it's very silly.
It wouldn't be silly if you played the game the way it should be played. Listen, Sarah, I married you for life, didn't I?
Yes.
Well, show some. Look here. I say knock, knock. You say who's there. I say Izzy. You say Izzy who. And then I'll tell the answer. Do you see it now?
Oh, now let me get that straight. You say knock, knock.
Right.
I say who's there.
That's right.
You say Izzy.
Correct.
I say Izzy who.
Okay.
And you tell me the answer.
Now you've got it. Now you've got it. All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Izzy.
Which Izzy?
No, not no, no, which no. Izzy. Izzy which? I mean, not Izzy who. You say Izzy who.
Oh, a Chinaman.
Izzy who, a Chinaman. You just say Izzy who.
Oh, well, let's try it once again.
All right, for the last time, I implore you, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Izzy.
Izzy who?
What did you say?
I said Izzy who.
So you did. So you did. Izzy who. Izzy who. My God, now I forgot the answer.
Come on, now, move on there.
I don't know who you think I am, Constable, but I'd like you to know that I'm a respectable woman. Inebriated? Nothing of the sort. I've just come out of a trance. I'm like that. Not clairvoyant, but septic. Someone once told me that I'd lived on this earth before, and that I was of royal blood. The only blue blood I can find is in the varicose veins. This is my second time on Earth, at least so it appears. I've mucked around in ether for about 1,000 years. I've been a ghost from time to time, and other things as well. But who and when and what I was, I'm blowed if I can tell. I'm one of the queens of England, and I can't remember which. I know that Carr had royal blood, and I was very rich. I may be dear Queen Guinevere of Don King Arthur's tights, and cleaned up armour all day long for all those dirty nights. I might have been Queen Boadicea in ages past and gone. I'd have a fight with anyone, but not with nothing on. I don't think I was Mary Tudor, no, Mrs. Phil of Spain. I hope to God I wasn't. She had such a nasty name. I'm one of the queens of England, and I can't remember which. Old good Queen Anne ruled like a man, it's got to such a pitch. I don't know who the hell I was, or what I may have been. But one thing's very certain, I was not the Virgin Queen. I'm one of the queens of England, but I can't remember which. I wasn't Mary, William's wife, who won the Dunmow Flitch. Henry VIII had several queens. Oh, he was very hot. And judging by what I can do, I was all the blinking lot.
Well, there you go. Lots of comedy for you this morning. I hope you enjoyed it. We started off with Hard-Boiled Eggs and Nuts, of all things, from Laurel and Hardy. Then we had two from Charles and Fiona, On a Boat and the Wayward Streptococcus. We then had a bit from Victor Borger. Nice to hear from him again. I haven't heard from him for ages. And then Vic Oliver and Sarah Churchill with Knock Knock, Who's There? And finally, Douglas Bing with I'm One of the Queens of England. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. Time to dial up the time again and see what year we should head to next. Hold on, one more number. There we go. Here we go.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about
Men and Me and Marie from 1935. And that's just about it from me for this week, but I will do my best to be back around about the same time next week. My thanks to DAB Dave, who chose an awful lot of the music for this week's program, and he did a fabulous job. Dave, thank you very much indeed. And my thanks to you for listening. I'm going to leave you in the hands of Bing Crosby, who is all in the Isle of Capri. May I be the first to to wish you a very good morning.
Twas on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as the rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't meant her for me. And though I sailed with the tide in the morning, still my heart's on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian sky above. I said, "Lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love?" She whispered softly, "It's best not to linger." And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. 'Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian sky above. I said, "Lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love?" She whispered softly, "It's best not to linger." And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. Was goodbye on the Isle of Capri.